Michael, hello, welcome back for another episode of Movie Reviews, and today you're taking us through something quite lovey-dovey.
Don't freak out. I think I have travelled through time.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I'm feeling pretty good, thanks. I'm starting to feel the romance in the air. Are you?
Oh, I've got rose petals falling from the sky, mate.
Excellent. Apart from the undeniable chemistry between the two of us, I think it's Valentine's Day that might be in the air, and it wouldn't be Valentine's Day season without a romantic comedy or two. And I just happen to have one for you today. It's Australian.
Fuck off, it is not.
It's written and directed by Josh Lawson, who most recently appeared in Bombshell, playing one of the Murdoch spawn, but has also played Hoags in the TV miniseries. He was also in House of Lies, Anchorman 2, and he also wrote, directed, and acted in a film called The Little Death in 2015. And the film is called Long Story Short. So maybe I should cut this long story short and get into it. What do you reckon?
Sounds like a good idea.
Okay, I'll start with the cast of Long Story Short. It's a fairly diverse cast reflecting a 21st century Australia. It stars Rafe Spall, he's actually a POM, best known for being in The Big Short. Zara Newman, a Jamaican-Australian actress who you can currently see on Neighbours. Ronnie Cheng, who has a Malaysian background, who you might remember from The Daily Show or Crazy Rich Asians. And Dina Kaplan from Dance Academy, who has a South African background. Noni Hazelhurst also pops up in this one, but I won't say too much about her role.
Congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
This film is about Teddy. He's a master procrastinator, played by Rafe Spall. He's finally gotten around to marrying Leanne, played by Zara Newman. She's a woman with dreams, but she tends to make them happen and achieve them. As Teddy and Leanne look through some of their gifts on their wedding night, Teddy comes across an odd one, an apparently empty tin can. Hello, Mr. MacGuffin. But he thinks little of it until he wakes up the next morning, or does he, and a year has gone by without him remembering any of it. Time has started speeding up for Teddy. Every few minutes, another year has gone by, and he doesn't know how to stop it.
My life is going by way too fast.
Teddy's relationship with his wife is deteriorating, and the lives of his friends are moving on too, but Teddy hasn't been there for any of it.
Happy anniversary. I don't know how you can forget the best day of our lives.
I think Teddy's going to learn a big lesson over the next 85 minutes or so, or is it 10 years? But will he twig in time for the sort of ending the viewer expects from a film like this? I may sound a little cynical, but I actually really enjoyed this romantic fantasy from Josh Lawson. The writing is clever, and Rafe Spall is well cast as the manic and clueless yet very likable Teddy. He brings Josh Lawson's script to life with such total enthusiasm and physicality. Spall also has a great chemistry with co-star Zara Newman, who, despite being stuck in the straight woman role, gives as good as she gets. She plays Leanne as a strong character who dearly loves her husband, but won't take any shit from him.
No offence, but you look very bloated.
That's pretty normal for being pregnant.
Ronnie Cheng's character Sam, Teddy's best friend, is probably not used enough in this film. He provides the cynicism and biting humour to occasionally slap some sense into Teddy when he seems about to totally lose the plot.
Are you okay?
Sam's journey also takes Long Story Short to some darker places you might not expect in a film of this genre. Tourism New South Wales will be very happy with this film, with Sydney Harbour, Bronte Beach and Waverley Cemetery providing stunning backdrops to many pivotal scenes in the film. Which brings me to my major gripe with it. How can newlyweds Teddy and Leanne afford a waterfront property right next to Bronte Beach on a single income? It's not just Teddy's procrastination putting stress on their relationship, apparently. The film also has a bit of a double ending too, which slightly frustrated the plus one I attended the preview screening with. But enough nitpicking, there are enough funny and quite tender moments in this 90-minute film to entertain fans of the romantic comedy genre. To cut a long story short, it's actually pretty good.
I'm not going to lie, when I heard that we were doing a rom-com, Michael, I was expecting you to cut through it and say that maybe it wasn't good. But then I watched the trailer and I'm glad you agree. I mean, I'm very keen to see it. Obviously, it comes out today. I'm hoping to grab some tickets and go and see it. And even in the trailer, the script looks hilarious. It looks like something that I'd actually want to sit through and enjoy.
Well, it is very funny stuff. Even though it's Rafe Spall acting, if you've seen any of Josh Lawson's comedic work as an actor, you can almost see him coming through.
Yeah,
Rafe
totally.
Spall's character. character in some of those scenes as well. So, yeah, I can only give it the thumbs up. Take someone you like very much.
Your lover, mother or other, that's the way. Hey, Michael, we'll catch you next week.
Pleasure. See you then.
The time starts now.